but the pure revelation of God concerning Christ. So when we read this here now, we have that full understanding that yes, everything that took place, even this transition from David to Solomon, couldn't have been predicted. Not even David knew one day ahead of time how the Lord would work. But looking back, what does he look back at? The promises of God. That's the same thing any of us have. I don't have tomorrow. I don't even have a second from now. I could drop over right now and be gone. But looking back, I can see that everything that's taken place, all the twists and turns of the road, whatever thoughts and determinations God was directing them all. So there's where we see how this kingdom would be assured in the ultimate fulfillment of it in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. David was going to go his own way, just like we saw there. I go the way of all earth. So it wasn't anything in him. He knew that this was completely out of his hands. But secondly, we see here in this reading how this kingdom was to be assured in justice and truth. Now, just like any type, it's not perfect. Quit trying to find perfection in thee. I have some that argue, well, how could David be a type of Christ? He was a man of war. Look at his life. Well, he was a type of Christ in his office. What that office represented. And how the Lord raised him up to reign and gave him a people. And how he reigned. Same with Solomon. If you're looking at the type, you're always going to find fault. But look at what it represents. And you'll never find fault in the one that these represent. But I believe, too, God so purposed, particularly this blessing on Joseph and even some of these others that were abject sinners. Stop and consider yourself. Consider myself. How is it that God could have anything to do with any one of us? When you start pointing a finger out there and say, well, how could God use them? Look how, wait a minute. Look who's talking. That's just one worm raising its head against another worm, calling the other one a worm. Well, have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? But here is that we might learn, even through these, how those whom God has chosen by His grace should be blessed in Him. I don't know how many times I didn't take the time to count them, but the key word here is bless. The Jews took counsel to kill Him. Surprise, surprise. Exactly like they did with our Lord Jesus Christ. Exactly as it will be today, as you stand up between unconverted religious professionists and you declare Christ unto them, that hatred toward you will be, is exactly what they did to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the point of wanting to crucify and slay Him. I've often said, since they can't get their hands on Christ, because He's seated in glory, they're going to get their hands on you. It says, but their laying awake was known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Who knows the anger that is in men's hearts? While all the while they profess to be the Lord's, outwardly appear to be pious, and yet in that heart is this very hatred toward Christ. And they would kill you if they could. That's what they did. So the disciples, again, that verse 25, that word means learners. Those who were learners along with Paul of Christ took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. That's an interesting scenario because they were laying wait at the gates. But here now were these that had been made to be brethren of Saul and caring for his life. Let him down by the wall in a basket. Even that the Lord was directing because it was impossible that they could kill Saul. The Lord had already said of him in verse 15, Acts 9, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. He wasn't even out the gate. And here it comes. And continued to be that way. But none of that moved him. None of that deterred him. Why? Because faith is not a performance or a profession. It's a persuasion. What is it that against all of men's hatred and odds that causes a person to continue to look to Christ and rest in Him alone, even if it means standing against all that religion represents? It's that persuasion.